from KQED.
From KQED News, I'm Penny Nelson. The National Park Service announced today that it's granted a permit to a right-wing group for a controversial rally at San Francisco's Crissy Field on Saturday. Local officials had asked the Park Service to rescind the permit after the deadly events at the white nationalist rally in Charlottesville. San Francisco Mayor Ed Lee held a press conference today after the Park Service's announcement. KQED's John Sepulveda was there, and he joins us now. Hey, John.
Hi, Penny.
Well, so this Saturday's event is being organized by a group called Patriot Prayer. So who are they and what's their history in the Bay Area?
They really don't have any history that I can find in the Bay Area. They're essentially, and I'm kind of just boiling it down, a right-wing group of militia members from various different paramilitary groups in the Pacific Northwest and the West in general, who often give platform to really controversial groups like white nationalists.
And they themselves are not necessarily white supremacists, but they give platform to white supremacists or different organizations.
Right. While they might not be white supremacists, they are most emphatically anti-Islamic often. So there are some things that they are against, some things that they're not. They would say that they're not racist or white supremacist, but they have espoused racism and to a certain degree, at least male supremacy in society.
So Mayor Ed Lee says he's opposed to this permit. Why is he worried about having this right-wing group?
Well, there have been instances of violence that have been associated either with Patriot Prayer rallies or people who have attended Patriot Prayer rallies. So there's that. These are a group of mainly young men who want to see a white-only homeland, and they've taken to the streets. And so Mayor Ed Lee is concerned that in a city like San Francisco, which has, you know, very much embraced diversity and respect for all people, that there will be some type of conflict. And so he says that's one of the reasons why he worked with the National Park Service in making this permit safe.
We've made sure that a very comprehensive list of items that we've seen in other rallies and protests across this country be used as weapons be totally banned.
So what's going to be banned?
Aerosol cans, wagons, trailers, barbecues, but most importantly, Penny, there are going to be no firearms allowed at this rally. And that's huge because that was one of the big concerns. This is federal property. Federal officials can do what they want. The city doesn't have the power to regulate or enforce. Of course, firearms are largely 99% of the way illegal on city property. In some very rare cases are they permitted. So there was this concern that you'd have this group, there would be a conflict with other counter protesters, and on top of that, you would have firearms.
Especially with an organization that has that as part of their identity.
Right. In fairness to Patriot Prayer, they go out of their way to say that they're peaceful. But again, there have been direct instances at rallies of theirs that are, have been violent, and there have been members or people connected somehow to Patriot Prayer where violence has occurred.
And did the mayor elaborate on his plan for safety and managing the event, given the history of things getting violent?
They were really clear about the fact that they were not going to give any logistical information away. They did say that they would do everything they could to keep the public safe. And they are really encouraging people not to go. They just want people not to show up, Penny. It's essentially, if a protest happens in the woods and no one's there to see it, does it really happen? Mayor Ed Lee clearly believes that the way to protest these ideas and the people who will be represented at Crissy Field on Saturday is to simply not show up.
John Sepulveda was the host of the California Report. I'm Penny Nelson, KQED News.